Morning, we're continuing Chayodim, Chal Chav Dalet, and we finished Simen Zayin and Simen Ches, and we're going to start Simen Tes. We just want to point out one point over here. Back in Simen Vav, he mentioned this idea that there's a possibility, we should at least contemplate a possibility in regards to mentioning Geshem in a Medina which has a need for rain, that there's a drought. And he pointed out there's no that doesn't make a difference in regards to the halachas of Morid HaGoshem. We will see later on that he will raise this question again in regards to Saint Talamot of the Bracha. And over there he will actually say that it does make a difference. And when we get to those halachas, we will clarify that point. There is an opinion which says even in regards to Mashiach Baruch Morid HaGoshem, the drought does play an issue. That the Chayadim is machri against that opinion, that when we're talking about praising Hashem, since in Eretz Yisrael, not only is rain not necessary, but it's actually detrimental during the summertime. So therefore, we don't want to use that as a form of praise when it comes to requesting it. So we're living in a place where there's a need for the rain. So, and sometimes, at least in the B'di'evah, we could say we have a right to ask for rain, even though in our system, they don't need the rain right now. But in regards to praising Hashem, it's not a vehicle of praise for Hashem. Simen Tes. So now he deals with the question of a case of a Safek. He's not sure if he said the request or the praise appropriately. And this can play out in the summertime. He might have said Morid HaGoshem, which he should not have said. And in the wintertime, he might have forgotten Morid HaGoshem, which he should have said. So now the question is, he starts with the case of the summer. So a person should not say Mashiach Baruch Hu Morid HaGoshem in the summer. And there's a possibility, if he did, he's not sure. He's nistapik. So we're given a chazaka, an assumption, that a person is used to saying something. It takes him 30 days to change that he's used to. And therefore, for the first 30 days, we have to assume that he said Merida Goshem, when he should not have done so, and that's going to require him to be daven Shmon Esrei. In the winter, so for Nusach Ashkenaz, well, they don't say Morid at all in the summer. And therefore, in the winter, if they forgot Mashiach Baruch Hu Morid HaGeshem, they have not said any praise at all, not Tal or Geshem. So the halacha is, if a person did not say Geshem, but he at least mentioned Tal, so in some way he praised the Kodesh Baruch Hu about addressing the moisture needs of the world, so that's sufficient b'di'evad. But for Nusach Ashkenaz, where there's no mention of Tal at all, so a person didn't say it, he didn't say anything, not Tal or Geshem. So now, halachas, he has to repeat Shmon Esrei. So now he's not sure. So for the first 30 days, we say assume that the person davened what he's used to, and he did not say it. So either scenario, he would have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Now, the Mishnah Berurah raises the question of a person right after davening did not seem to have this question. It only came into his mind later on in the day. Later on, he said, did I say it in Shacharis? But right after Shacharis, he did not have this question. And he remembers that he really planned to, before davening, say Mashiach Baruch Hu Morid HaGeshem. And he was aware of the fact there was a need to say it. He planned to say it. And this doubt only arose later in the day. So that situation, the Shabbur says, there's no need to go back. We assume that he planned to say it. And since the question did not arise immediately, probably means he did say it. And the fact that later on in the day he can't remember is not an indication of any real question. But it seems to be if the question arose immediately, according to what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, a person would have to repeat, because if right after Shmon Esrei, the person already is not clear if he said it or not, in probability he did not say it. Shlomo Zalman addresses the question that many people, even if they did say it, it didn't leave such a significant roshim on them that the possibility of having a doubt arise later on is normal. So if the person planned to say at the beginning of davening, and even later towards the end of davening, the question arose in his mind if he said it or not. So Shlomo Zalman says that a person should not go back, and he should assume that he probably said it since he had planned to say it. And the question arose later on in the davening. And that's something a person can rely on, not to go back. In general, going back comes with a whole slew of issues. But a person should try and avoid this, and what the Chayyadim is going to give us a suggestion of a way to avoid this problem by being margal his lashon to say it properly. And we'll talk about that, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Have a good day.